the round, but only Hashem only allowed you to win over one.
I'm going to give my token coin here, I can go. Sorry?
The one is the group. There is one group made up of many enemies. There are many Arabs that hate me, but they're all Arabs. They fall
so,
together as Arabs.
So talk about the Arab, and Hashem will give you the Arab into your hand.
Well,
why talk about the Arab, Arabs, and then...
I understood the same as for a Josh, but in the question, like...
I don't know. I doubt whether even in posh shots it doesn't fit.
When you go to buy oranges, you buy one, make sure you take German lessons.
No, Hashem is giving the enemies into your hands. You've gone out to fight, or you've gone out to fight a bunch of enemies, and Hashem is going to give them to you in your hands. You're going to win. If you're going to lose, nothing to talk about. You're dead meat. You're not going to bring back any shiksas back from war. Yeah? Talking about a case where you're going to war and you're actually going to be successful. Hashem allows you to win and he gives them into your hands, and now you come back with the spoils.
Inches are my cousin's pearl.
I'm sorry? I know, because there's a complication, because since it doesn't fit in, he translates it as, he changes the translation. Always a implicit duet. If you look in the art scroll, Rabbi Art Scroll, he translates exactly in the literal translation. In your enemies, and he'll give him into your hand, which is Pshuto. So if Madhu Gifta asks what's going on here, so he explains very, very nicely. He says that in the way of the Yetzirah can ultimately come up with a whole bunch of excuses or something. You know, it's a cold winter morning, and you're supposed to get up for Shabbos. What do you got for Shabbos? So you wake up, your alarm clock goes off, and you think to yourself, you know, the Maaser, I should get up for Shabbos, but, on the other hand, Shabbos, what is Shabbos? Shabbos is Drabbonon. Talmud Torah is Deraisa. If I sleep now, another half an hour, I can be Mekayim, the Eichus and Kamas, the Talmud Torah, the far greater thing. I'm going to go back to sleep.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Then he thinks to himself, one second. Torah is Amonot Lassus. So therefore it doesn't really help in order for me to see, because I have to learn Torah. It doesn't help learning Torah if I don't daven. So but my sir, it's Pekuach Nefesh, because it's freezing cold. I know people die of pneumonia. People die of pneumonia. People drop dead in the streets of pneumonia daily. So how can I get out of bed now? So it's freezing cold outside. Then you think to yourself, you might have dressed warm enough. Another reason why I should get pneumonia. Okay, now I'm gone. Then you think to yourself, you know what? I'll stay in bed because that way, you know, it's maybe nice. I can eat breakfast with my wife. They can go to shul, be rushed, they eat breakfast, shalom bayis, which is a few, and one after another. And you know, and after you get out of bed, you realize it's all rubbish. Peshat is over here. Kiseis melchama al oyvecho. When you go to melchama, the Sahara comes in all different guises. However, when the sonnet, when you're concrete, you realize it's not pneumonia you're scared of. It's not Talmud Torah you're worried about. It's not Shalom Bayis you're worried about. It's a Yetzirah bringing you a cock. He's coming in all different guises. When the Sonnoi, once you overcome the Yetzirah, you realize there's only one source of all the troubles happening, and it's one enemy that's really causing all the troubles. So it says the Mod Forgifter. There's a Chayin Levracha.
Very beautiful.
It's mamish. It's we see it, Baruch Hashem, not in our yeshiva, but there are yeshivas that I went to my past. That there were a certain group of Batlonim, boys who usually had good heads, but they weren't particularly scholastically inclined as they should have been. So what they do, they sleep during the day. They get up Shabbos late and they sleep and they're shmooze. By 9, 10 o'clock at night, they feel very bad. No, they haven't learned. They might have what in their yeshiva for, what's going to be with their shidduch? So, we've got to start learning. So they start learning, 10 o'clock. And they learn 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 2:30, 3. Oh, Baruch Hashem. And I've done learning. Next morning, they're shattered, they're exhausted. They don't sleep. So they have to sleep during the day. I was up till 3 o'clock. They sleep during the day. And again, they feel bad. And it's a vicious circle, right? The Yetzirah, we say in Hashkiveinu, Mulfneinu Me'achreinu. The Hoseh Sotel Mulfneinu Me'achreinu. Push away the Sotel from in front of us and from behind us. Sometimes in front of us, I don't allow you to learn. Something behind you, push it until you overload and you crash. This is Mamish and Asana Hashem Alekecho, Lefanecho. The Yetzirah has got all different guises, he's got plenty of different tricks. You've got to be careful, ultimately it's all from one source. Milfanenu me'acharenu.
Did you say this is an example of milfanenu?
No, I'm just saying that sometimes the Yetzirah will work all different ways, but ultimately it's the same, in the song it's the same Yetzirah. Sometimes it will work milfanenu, sometimes it will work me'acharenu. The parasha moves on. Again, very briefly, the parasha moves on. I'm sorry, one second. I just want to connect this to a pasuk later on. The pasuk says in Perikop Base, pasuk Dalad. The pasuk says Chof Base, pasuk Dalad. Leisira es chamoyr ochicha. Do not see the chamoyr of your brother. Oishayroi neifli maderech. Or the ox falling away. Does not mean the donkey, your brother, or the ox. It means do not see the donkey of your brother or the ox of your brother falling on the way. For he salamto mehem, and you'll ignore it. Hokim tokim imoy, help him. Help him up with this fallen load. Says the Chofetz Chaim, this is a makor, a source to tshuva as well. This tells us sometimes one sees the chamor, the chomer. The Yetzirah is called chumris, it's chomer, it's physicalities. Sometimes you see it falling along the way. We fall. We salam to mehem, and we ignore it. Now you want to do tshuva. Hokim tokim imoy. Says Rashi. Hokim tokim imoy. Says Rashi. Imoy is pshat. Im ba'alav oma. Im ba'alav. With the owners. Aval im holach v'yoshav loy. But if he just sits down and goes away. But oma loy. Hoyu v'lecha mitzvah. Since you've got a mitzvah to do it, I'm going to go home. You don't have to do it. Rashi says. Which means you're only mechuyev to help the owner if the owner helps you as well. Imoy, if the owner helps you. If the owner just walks away and says, it's your mitzvah, I'm out of here, you don't have to help. Says the Chofetz Chaim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu of course will help you, if he says to the Mulchama, if you go out to war. But the only way HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you is if you want to help HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to do tshuva, and you don't want to do tshuva, but you don't look into your ways, and don't see how you're going to do tshuva, Hashem's not going to help you. Hashem will help you if you want to help him as well. If you want to put in a little bit of effort of kisaytzim mulcham, Hashem will help you. But if you just want to leave it and start babbling and crying for tshuva, they don't see how to do tshuva yourself, Hashem's not going to help you. He says a moshul of a person who needs a loan. And he's got a good friend who's helped him many, many years. And he comes to his friend and says to his friend, listen, do me a favor, I've got bad times, help me, lend me money. So the friend said, no, fine, no problem, come to my house at 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm pleased to see you. 10 o'clock the next morning, the guy doesn't turn up. The day after, also doesn't turn up. Next day, also doesn't turn up. Sees him the next week. He says, oh, I tell you, I have such a terrible week. Even worse than the week beforehand. I need a loan desperately. Please lend me money. He says, sure, come to my house tomorrow, 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. The next day, he doesn't come. Third time. Well, how's it going? Oh, even worse. So I don't understand that. You asked me for a loan. I'm willing to give you a loan. Come and take it. Chofetz Chaim says every day, we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we scream out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say to him, Psach lili b'sayra secho. Open our hearts to Torah. Hashiva Hashiveinu avinu b'sayra secho. Take us back. We want to do tshuva HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then what happens? We don't even think about tshuva the whole day. And next day again, Sach, Livi B'Sarah Sech, Hashem Avinu. Hashem says, what chuspah do we have every day to ask the same thing and not even come to collect the loan? Therefore, we have to make the little, smallest piece of effort to say Tzilam Mulchama, at least to go out to war, try and do our best, and then Be'ez Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us. The parasha says, the next parasha discusses the parasha of Ben Sayra Moira. Perik Chof Aleph Pasuk Yitches. Ki yeh le'ish ben Sayra Moira. A person like a ben Sayra Moira. You all know what ben Sayra Moira is. A wayward child. A wayward and rebellious child. And those who have done the Perik of ben Sayra Moira know how, in fact, this child has done very, very little besides stealing a bit of meat and drinking wine, eating it and drinking it, and that's it, that's all he's doing. And with that, the parents take him out and they kill him. Why? Says the parasha, Yom Zakai Va Yom Chayiv. Let him die now. Zakai, do not let him die when he's Chayiv. Because for sure, if he's going to carry on doing what he's doing now, he's going to end up doing terrible things and then he'll get skeeted. Better kill him now. Says the Resort Lanta, this is another idea behind Elul. He says, we see a concept over there, that Kodesh Baruch Hu sees Yom HaZakai Val Yom HaZchayiv, or vice versa. If a person does tshuva and Elul, and he's starting to go in the wrong direction, the Midah of Rachanim says to Kodesh Baruch Hu, look, although he's good now, but look at him, he's going in the wrong direction. A few steps in the wrong direction. For the sake of Rachanim, if you want to be merciful in him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kill him now. Yom HaZakai Val Yom HaZchayiv. Kill him now while he's still zakai, that he shouldn't have to die when he's chayiv. But on the contrary, the person starts doing tshuva, steps towards tshuva and elul in the correct way, and although he's chayiv now, Hashem doesn't want the yom as chayiv al yom as zakai. Hashem will wait till he's zakai to die, and that is why the midas harachamim will allow him to wait until then. Mind closing the window?
And it seems that the same way with the Sarah Mother. Because he's going in the wrong way, but he still has the opportunity to do tshuva.
That's my Makoy. That's right. I'm bringing upon Ben Tomorrow. That is a Makoy. Yeah? The Gemara says, Ben Tomorrow lo hoiv lo otelios.
So, Rav, what is the teaching there, though? That we should be very careful when we're doing Shabbat not to stray off the path, stray off the Yom Kippur? Or what? I don't understand.
That in Elul, it's not necessarily Hashem expected to be the subject of Seif Olam in Elul. But going in the right direction, making solid steps in the right direction, that ultimately is going to bring you to your goal, that is to get a Yom HaZakai by Yom HaZakai. Hashem won't allow a person to die if he's going towards the right direction. Hashem won't allow him to die now, Chayiv. He will wait until he's Yom HaZakai. Then Hashem should Chayiv, you know, it shouldn't be Yom HaZakai. The idea behind Ben Sor Mor, the Gemara says, Lo Yechayiv Lo Osir Liyos, never was, never will be. In Kain, if so, Derosh Rekabu Schar. Now, why lo osir liyos? The Gemara brings two reasons. Is that two reasons?
What's
that? Why ben so mar lehoiv lo osir liyos? All the conditions that it be the same voice and the same height and the same appearance. Another chat is, parents are not going to have the clarity to bring the child to basin to be killed with skila, the worst misa, how he passed him, just because he ate wine, drank wine and ate meat. The idea behind this parasha means that Hashem expects us to have this clarity. Hashem expects us to have the clarity to understand that the physical world is not the important world, and that spirituality is that much more important than physicality. And opening up. There's a story that I read from in the memoirs of Kisva Yad of Reb Chesel Abramsky. He says he was a Rav in a certain city in Nitta before the war. He was a Rav in a certain city in Nitta. And he said in those times, besides being a Rav answering shaylos on chickens or whatever it was, people used to come to ask him for brachos and for etzus, like a godly is today. And the woman came into him beside herself, crying hysterically. He said, Rebbe, you've got to help me. So Mecheskel said to her, what can I do for you? He said, Rebbe, you've got to daven. You've got to daven for my son. So what should I daven for? You've got to daven that he should die. Please, daven that he should die. She said, why? He said, my son has been conscripted to the Russian army. People went to the Russian army, came out 99% of the time irreligious. They took the children from a very young age, conscripted them, ripped them off every part of religion, gave them anti-religious biases. They came out totally, totally anti-religious. Said, Rebbe, please, daven that my child should die. If my child would die, then it's better for my child to die than to go through and become Chas V'Shalom, an irreligious person. Please, please daven. And she was crying hysterically. So Chesed Abramsky said to her, listen, there's other ways of doing it. He says, no. I can't take any risks. I can't allow my child to live. Please daven that he should die. So Chesed Abramsky cried, and she cried together. And he said, I promise you, if we get the stavim together and the schuz of astavim together, your son will come out from. And many, many years later, Chesed Ramsey met this son in Bnei Brak, and he was from. This is a woman of Yom Zakev al Yom Chayiv who had the idea of understanding of there is a something more important than having children. There is something more important than having the most precious commodity of life with children. And that is more, and it's more important to have the spirituality of the child than the physicality of the child. How many people could have hidden their children in the Second World War, in convents and with Goshe families, and because of the worry that they're going to intermarry or they're going to not keep Yiddishkeit, they prefer the children to be killed brutally in front of them by the Nazis and allow the children to be suffered where they're going to be religious. This is a power that people have. The Gemara says, what's that? Ask me what? Kuch nefesh? Not everything is doing kuch nefesh. If there's going to be a chashash, a person is going to become either the desire for that. You don't allow. There's certain things are more important than that. There were certain times when they went and asked shayas and said, you should give your children to a convent. But there's many, many times when they said, you shouldn't. My great uncle and aunt, Dan Grunfeld from London, and his wife, Dr. Grunfeld, started the Beis Yaakov movement. They, after the war, they were sent by the relief committee to go and find out these lost children in the convents. And they came into the convent and they met with, I don't know, Father, however it was, Vincent, whatever his name was, and he said, no Jewish children here. So can I speak to the children for 5 minutes? Yeah, but there's no Jewish children here. So he brought them all into the dining room and he covered his eyes and he said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And a few children started shouting, Mama, Mama, Papa, Papa. And he took his children out and he found that they're Jewish kids. Many, many children are like that. And without that, Chas v'Shalom would never have realized that they were Jews and would have been like many, many of the Taimani children today. A lot of Taimani children in the same story, sold to Chalanim or to Goyim, Rachman Litzan. But this is the idea that Ben Solomor teaches us that there's something more important than our physical existence. And that again is Tshuva. To give up ourselves, our physical desires, for the sake of the spiritual, that is Ben Solomor. There's a beautiful Pasuk, Chofbeis Pasuk Aleph. A beautiful vote from the Chasam Sefer. He said, Lesire Shoyer Chicho, do not see the Shoyer of your brother, or his Sioi. Or his Sioi is a. It's a male goat, a female goat, what is this? Nidochim. Stray. For he salamto mehem, and he will ignore them. Hoshev to Shivaim lo Chicho, bring them back to your brother. If your brother is not close to you, he doesn't know. He doesn't know where you are. Bring him into your house. And he shall be with you until he seeks it from you, and you shall return it to him. Says the Chasam Sefer, this is the tzivui, the command for Kiruv. One of the derises of Kiruv. It's a hint. Chofeis Aleph. This is a pasuk over here, pasuk base. If your brother is not close to you, I'm sorry, the pasuk before that. He explains. Don't ignore somebody by saying this person will never become from. A person doesn't have a right to do that. When this person is too far, don't ignore them. Hoshe teshivim la'achecho. Bring him back to your brother. Bring back his soul back to your brother. Ve'im lo yikor v'chicho elecho v'lo yedatoi. If your brother has no wish to become religious, v'asafto teich beisecho. Bring him into your home. Show him what Shabbos looks like. Show him what a meal, Shabbos meal looks like. Show him how Jewish home is supposed to look. Bring him in. V'hoya imcha, and you shall be with you. Don't ram it down your throat. V'hoya imcha, he shall stay with you. Ad deroy shachicha oisoy, until he starts inquiring from you. Don't ram Torah down his throat. Make it so attractive for him. Bring him in that he shall want to inquire from you. And then v'hashivoyseloy, and then you shall return what's lost to him. Which means that the Chasam Sofer, this is a chiyuv that nobody is too far. Nobody is too far. Nobody has a right to say, you know, this person will never become from. Rav Noach used to say, Rav Weinberg used to say, that even a witch doctor with a bone through his nose has a little mark just a few centimeters underneath where the malach touched him, where he forgot all his Torah. This story.
A
guy also learned certain forms of Torah. Rav Noach. And he was talking about, there's no cure of yet for going, let's do the Jews first. So, no person too far. There's a story, I may have told you this, from Rameh Kahana's brother. Rameh Kahana has a brother. Have you heard this story? Has a yeshiva? What's that?
Binyamin
Kahana has a brother. He's a very posh Shavid. He's a Rosh Yeshiva somewhere in Gush Etzion area. And he had a Talmud who was sitting in a waiting room. Have you heard this story before?
No.
He had a Talmud sitting in a waiting room whose mother was being operated on. And he's saying to him, so there's this kibbutznik, diehard lefty kibbutznik, who went over to him and said, Tommy, what are you doing reading these antiquated middle-aged psalms? What are you doing? You're crazy. Out of this, what's going to help you this religion anymore? Be like me, be a lover of the land of Israel, building it up. Forget about this religion. So this guy was yelled at by this guy. You know, never knew where he's coming or going. What's he want from him? So he says to this man, tell me, what are you doing here? So he says, I'm coming here to fetch the body of my son. He says, what do you mean? He says, my son has an incurable disease and the doctor's now experimenting on him. When they're finished, I'll take him home and bury him. Take him home and bury him. So I'm just waiting until the operation's over. The experimental, it's the end of his life. Experimental, and he'll die. And that's what we expect. And I'm waiting to fetch the body of my son. Anyway, this boy went as far away as he can in the corner of the room, far away from this poor kibbutznik, and he carried this to Hillim. And a doctor threw open the door and ran over to his kibbutznik, and he said to him, you'll never believe this, but we have found what's wrong with your son, and we can cure him and he'll be absolutely healthy. So the kibbutznik took a Haaretz newspaper, put it on his head, and said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. This is a salam to mehem. How can we give up with anybody? Every single person, maminim b'nei maminim, goyim l'chassodim b'nei goyim l'chassodim, everybody has an itzutz. Nobody is too far. Bring him in, encourage him, and be'ez Hashem, Hashem will give it up to Yishmael.
What about the idea of concentrating your resources? Like the people that are more likely, and more less likely to come back, although no one's too far. So, you make a cheshbon, or do you?
Absolutely. You have to make a cheshbon, and that's more later. The Pasuk later says, it's a chicha lo tis'alim. A person's family can't before anybody else. A person who feels that he's got friends that he can, obviously you don't stand take, you know, if Yossi Sarid or Tommy Lapid and say, you know, I'm going to work on him and make him strong, you know, you're wasting your time, not wasting your time, you're saying you should work on other people first. Yeah, what's that? Yeah, they think he just cracked up, you know, don't take him seriously. The Pasuk, Perik Chof Beis Pasuk Zayin. Pasuk talks about Pasuk Vav and Zayin. Talks about Shliach HaKein, sending away the bird, the mother bird. The Pasuk says Shlach Shleach Tishalach Yaseim Ve'esabonim Tikach Loch Leman Nitav Loch Barach Deyomim. Send away the mother bird, and although it will be good for you, and your days will be lengthened. Says the Gemara in various different places, Medrash as well. The Gemara says that only twice in the Torah do we talk about the direct effect of a mitzvah. One place we talk about Shluach HaKein, and the other place is by Kibud Av V'Em. Arichas Yomim, directly connected. Al Hadamo. But that's very unclear what exactly the mitzvah is talking about. But here this is the direct mitzvah of Kibud of the Ein, the man of Richas Yomim. The Richas Yomim, it takes effect in two places. It's mentioned by Shura HaKein, and it's mentioned by Kibud of the Ein. Says the Medrash, it's mentioned sometimes in a Chomer mitzvah and in a Kal mitzvah. Well, Shulach HaKein is so easy. You take the mother bird, you send it away, and that's it. Kibbutz of Ein is a different story. To teach you sometimes, you don't know what Hashem gives you, what schar you get for what mitzvah. That's number one. Lesson number one. Another lesson is...
There's no schar for a mitzvah, though. In Bal Mazda. So what's this?
Oh, so they say Pshat is that the schar, the Richa Sam is not Olim Habo. That was a mistake. The Meir Acher made a mistake. He saw somebody going up a tree, sent by his father to do Shluch HaKein, and he died. He said, "Look," he said, "the man Richa Nimecho, Richa Siyomim," and he's doing both of a Richa Siyomim, and he died doing this. But that's what it's all about. I'm off. And Acher, Meir's Rebbe, he became Apokurus. He became a meme. Arichsom was for not in this world, means Olim Habo, whatever that means. Arichsom means Olim Habo, whatever that means. Whatever that means, I don't know, I can't tell you. Whatever it means, the quality of life, I don't know what it means. But that's Arichsom. Arichsom is by these two mitzvahs. There is another idea behind it. The idea behind it is, if we look into the idea behind the mitzvahs, they're both very, very different. The mitzvah of Shluch HaKein ultimately is achzorius, is merciless. Is heartless. You take a mother who's sitting on her eggs, or a mother sitting on her young children, or young little chicks there, who are waiting to be fed by the mother. The mother supports them. The mother feeds them. The mother brings them to life. And you send away the mother and you take the kids for yourself. The Gemara says sometimes the mother is so depressed that she commits suicide. The Gemara says she many birds, when they take away the child, the nature of the bird is to fly into the water, fly into the sea. And you take away the bird. It's uxorious. Mother is such a happy little family. Then you send away the mother bird and take the things for yourself. The mother comes back, the children are not there. It's uxorious. That's on one side. On the other side, Kibud of Ein, exactly the opposite. Caring for your parents, respecting them, fearing them, feeding them, clothing them. That's exactly the opposite. What the Torah is teaching us over here is a lesson that everything to the extreme is wrong. Which means a person cannot make himself, I am a liberal, I am a conservative, I am a peaceful person, I am a feisty person, I am a generous person, I am a careful person. There's no such thing. In Torah, there has to be a middle ground. There has to be a middle path a person takes. If a person is only a person who's a kind person, he won't get a Richa Soma because he was not going to have the Achzorius that Torah tells him to do Shluch HaKein. If a person has Shluch HaKein, you won't have the Midatova of Kibud of Ein. And therefore the Torah puts on both ends of the scale Achzorius, Arichas Yomim, and Chesed Arichas Yomim to show you that on both ends of the scale you've got to be able to do exactly both in order to get Arichas Yomim. Which means a Jew has to have the fine character of being, where necessary, to be kind. Sometimes a Jew's got to be cruel. A Jew's got to be cruel to be a good Jew. Sometimes a Jew's got to be considerate. Sometimes a Jew's got to be totally inconsiderate. Sometimes a person's got to be a Baal Halacha. Sometimes got to be a Baal Hashkofa. Sometimes got to be a Baal Hashkofa. Sometimes got to be a Baal Halacha. Sometimes a main Chochma and Yirim and Yirim and Chochma, etc., etc. A Jew has got to be exactly in the middle. I have to read you out very quickly. Sorry, Chazamesh. Remember Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says at the back of the Taharas of the Chazon Ish, there is a very, very interesting. He wrote on Sefer Taharas, on Mishnah Taharas. At the back of it, there is a book which he wrote called Emunah B'Tochen from the Chazon Ish. In Perek Gimel. Simon Yutes, he brings as follows. The Gemara in Horius, if you base on the base, asks the following shaila. Rav Nachman asks the following shaila. A Kohen Gadol is offered to an Amon. What happens if a Kohen Gadol is a Metzera, who can't do the Avodah? Is he mutter to an Amon or not? That's what shaila he asks.
What do you mean if he can't do the Avodah?
He can't do a Kohen Gadol can't do the Avodah if he's a Metzera, if he has Tzaraas.
Why is he Kohen Gadol?
Because he's chosen as a Kohen Gadol. He can't do the Avodah for that period of time. So you'll get a scum Kohen Gadol and he'll come back, but he gets cleared from Tzaraas. Is he allowed in that period of time to marry an Amon? That's the Gemara. The Gemara asked that shaila. The Gemara didn't know. And Rav Nachman, Rav Papa answered. We put a braid of Nachman. Answered the shaila to Rav Papa. Rav Papa asked the shaila, who the braid of Nachman answered it. And Rav Papa was so excited. Kom noshke al reishay liyad lo yibrate. He gave him a kiss on his head and he gave him his daughter. Says the Chazon Ish, look what's going on here. He had a shayla in halacha. He was so excited he stood up and kissed him and gave him his daughter.
You gave him his daughter?
Rav Papa gave Rehuna Brei to Rav Nachman his daughter. Says the Chazon Ish, nothing in the Gemara is superfluous. The Gemara has to be telling us a lesson here. And he said the lesson here is Shekol Talmudei Kutayr Shnosim is Sinai. Everything he says in the Gemara is given at Sinai. The Ava Satur Shalocha Achas. And you see from over here, the Ava Satur one halocha. He took him out from his depression. His bilus vislavus into a tremendous level of love. The Nashke al Reshe, Beyavle Brate, in order that they brought him to kiss him and give him his own daughter to be married, to marry his own daughter. Ein Sofik is no doubt. Shlo Yikre Kazeh, that such a story would never have happened. Vereke Hahalocha, people who are empty in Halocha. Vechokre Hayira, but people who are into Musa and Yerushimayim, but not into Halocha. Kiloma Yitzne Brate, why should he give him his daughter? The most important thing is Musa. So you answer the halacha. But what's that? Musa is the most important thing. Big deal if you answer Shayin halacha. That will never have happened to a person who is big into Musa and not into halacha. The royal Zakis Rabbin is more than anything. Who cares if he told me something in halacha? From here is an open contradiction. Those people do not have a love for halacha. I'm not interested in halacha. The most loving, the most important thing that Kodesh Baruch Hu loves. Again, the Loshon. Reike halacha v'chodkei hayir. People are empty in halacha and they look after Yerushalayim. Says the Chazon Ish. But of course Yerushalayim is important. But so is halacha. And you get people who are into the main thing is the olam chaveiro and everything is, you know, it's what we're talking about. Reike, these people are reike halacha v'chodkei hayir. Halacha is just as important, and he brings down here, I'm not going into what this means. Chaim Volozhin says he's willing to give away the schar of all his tefillos from the time he was a child for understanding one new halacha from the Gemara. The Chaim Volozhin, which means everything is balance. Of course Yerushalayim is balance. Of course you need Yerushalayim. Of course you need halacha. But you have to have both. A Jew's got to be balanced. And it's so important in Elul to have this idea. You've got to be balanced. You can't be over frum because you're not going to gain anything out by it. You can't be into halacha over Yira and Yira into halacha. You've got to have the fine middle way. And the only way of getting that is through Messiah. Of asking Yerubayim or speaking over watching the Gedolei HaTorah. It's the only way of doing it because a person is not going to have their own balance otherwise. You've got to have somebody who you can rely on. Or a person you see, a gobbler who can ask whether I should be doing this, whether I should be doing that, because a person is bound to go one end of the spectrum of either being a big achzer when you should be into kindness or vice versa. The Pasuk says, Kisivne Bayis Kadosh. Pasuk Ches. Kisiv lebayis chadosh v'sisa mata legadecho. Perik Kof Beis Pasuk Ches. A person build a house, a new house, v'sisa mata legadecho, and he'll make a ma'ake. He shall make a ma'ake. A ma'ake is a fence for his roof. V'loisosim dom in beveisecho. He shall not place blood in his house. Ki yipoil hanoifam memenu, because a faller will fall from it. Says a chasam sefer, another remez here, of Yirei Shemayim, of Elul, of working in Elul. He says, a bal tshuva, anyone who's doing tshuva, has to make for himself geder after geder, has to make for himself barrier after barrier, not to fall into the same chatoim they did until then. Has to make barrier after barrier. However, there's a danger. The danger is that if a person makes barriers that are not realistic, and he breaks the first barrier, then he thinks he's already doing the Avera itself, and he'll go all the way and do the Avera. And therefore the barrier he has to make has to be strong, has to be realistic, and he has to know that he mustn't cross the barrier whatever happens. But if he does, he hasn't got to the sin, the Avera yet, and he should stop by the next barrier. Because otherwise, Chas v'Shalom, by making the barrier itself, he can cause more harm than good. But a person has to make a barrier. That's what this passage is telling us. Ki sivne bayis chadosh. When a person is building a new foundation, building a new house for himself, building a new home, building a new foundation, v'asisa ma'ke legagecho, chof beis pasuk ches, v'asisa ma'ke legagecho, you've got to build a fence for your roof. You've got to build a fence for your levels of purity. But be careful. By making your various different levels and barriers, you have a risk of Chas v'Shalom falling in to the mistake of thinking, once I pass that barrier, I'm into the Avera. Therefore, by making the barrier, be careful. Because by making that, make sure you don't lose out. Make sure you don't start bleeding to death because of this. Ki yipol hanoifam menu, if Chas v'Shalom falls from that level. Which means a person's got to make realistic steps in Elul. Realistic steps within Lashon Hara. Not saying I'm not going to speak Lashon Hara ever. Because he will. A person will speak Lashon Hara. But at a certain hour during the day, I'm not going to speak Lashon Hara. And that hour, be that as it, whatever happens, I'm not going to speak Lashon Hara. You make it as a firm step. Try and make it out during the daytime hours while you're awake. But you've got to make a firm step. Make a firm step, I'm going to learn Hilchos Lashon Hara. I'm going to do something that's reasonable, because if you don't and you go over that step, you're at a risk of falling down and losing everything you could possibly have started from in the first place. Le'yovi omoyni omoyovi be'ikal Hashem. The Pasuk says, Pasuk Perich of Gimel Pasuk Dalet, Le'yovi omoyni omoyovi be'ikal Hashem. Do not allow Amoni or Amayovi to come into the Kahal of Hashem. Gam Doir Asiri, also the 10th generation, Layovay Aleihem, the Kahal Hashem Ad Olam. They may never ever join the Jewish nations. Why? So the Pasuk, Al Devar Ashalei Kidmu Eschem Balechem of Amayim, because they did not come out to serve you bread and water, the Derech B'Teischem Mitzrayim, when they came out of Mitzrayim, Vashesorcha Alechas Bilam Ben Ba'oir, and they hide Bilam Ben Ba'oir Mitzoyer from Mitzoyer Aram Narayim, which is Aram Narayim, Lekal Lekal, to curse you. Now again, I discussed this pasuk briefly last year. It's a very, very strange pasuk. It's like saying, I'm making a tzivu to my son. Do me a favor, there's somebody called Eichmann. Somebody called Eichmann, who wants to marry into the family. Yeah, Adolf Eichmann? Yeah? Do me a favor, don't allow this Eichmann's grandchildren to marry into our family. I'll tell you why. Number one, Adolf Eichmann, when he came to Bergen-Belsen, he didn't come out to us with hot tea and scones. And also, by the way, he murdered the grandparents. What's going on here? The Pasuk says, don't lie, Moni Mokhi, to come to Kalashem. Why? Because they didn't come out and serve you bread and water. And also they hide Bina Member O to curse you. And ultimately, the end, Bina Member O destroyed the major part of Klal Yisrael. The kind, it's insensitive almost. What's the connection? They didn't come out with bread and water, and they hired a professional assassin to murder Klal Yisrael. So a very different lesson to learn last year. I'd like to add on briefly three. One lesson is that No person becomes a Rasha straight away. No person does something and becomes a mass murderer straight away. It doesn't happen. A person does small things. And by not doing the small things, by doing the small bad actions, that leads worse and worse and further down into the pit of sin. Asher Kidma Eskem Balechem Uvmayim was the first stage of them actually hating to such an extent that they want to wipe out Klal Yisrael. Which means, be careful of the first stage. It can be, eventually a person can lead up to murder, literally murder, by holding back from doing chesed. If you want to hold back from doing murder, be careful with your chesed. Because ultimately murder can happen because you didn't start off with a chesed. That's number one. Number two is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't ignore anything. Hashem doesn't ignore the fact that Bilam cursed Klal Yisrael. He doesn't ignore though either that they didn't do the basic derech eretz of come out and serve you bread and water. Which means don't think if a person does an Avera, Hashem will just look at his big ones and ignore the small ones. There's no such thing. Hashem is going to take them to task for murdering Klal Yisrael and for not serving them up bread and water. The Vilna Gaon met a person I think I told you this before. He was a person who was a Jew who came from the town, who was a rapist and a murderer and a thief. Everyone's afraid of him. And when Vilna Gaon went into Golos, he was eating in the same inn as this person. And he saw this person coming in with his friends, and they were yelling and shouting, and blood on their shirts. Goodness knows what they were doing there. And they had the knives with blood on it. And they sat down to eat. And this bandit started ripping up the food without making a bracha. So Vilna Gaon said to him, "Where's your bracha?" He said, "Bracha? Do you know what I've done today? Do you know what I've done today? I've pillaged the village, I've raped, I've murdered. And he asked me, where's my bracha?" Vilna Gaon said, "You're making a big mistake. In Shemayim, they're going to say, why did you rape? And why did you steal? And why did you murder? And why didn't you make a bracha over this cup of tea? And why did you make a bracha over this piece of meat?" Actually, kidma eskam alechem amayim, though you'll be judged for just as much as you'll be judged for the big things in the Osad Lavoi. That's number two. The third lesson in B'ez Hashem, that's the end. The third lesson is understanding that if you really have problems with somebody and you really dislike somebody, the best way to overcome it is to do something for them. We all know that ahavo, the root of the word ahavo is have, to give. The best way of loving, to get over the hatred for somebody, is actually to do something positive for them. The proof to that is another proof. It says in the pasuk beforehand, "Lisira es chamor achicho." Don't see the chamor of your brother troubled along the way, overburdened. The pasuk in Mishpatim says, "Lisira chamor oyvecho," of your enemy along the way. On that, the Rebbeinu Bachaya says that by doing the mitzvah of helping a brother, of doing chesed to your brother, he's turned from the enemy into your friend. By putting yourself out for somebody, that is how you can turn an enemy. Actually, you can start to like somebody by working for him, helping him, doubling for him. V'ahavta l'recha kamoicha is a mitzvah seid d'oraisa, which has no exceptions, unless a person's a rasha. A person has an obligation to love everybody. How can Hashem obligate you to love somebody? Either do I don't. Wrong. If you don't love somebody and you don't dislike them, do something for them. Because that is the way you put yourself out. That is the way that is chus. The chus is putting yourself out. Whether it's emotionally or whether it's spiritually, whatever it is, that is something that's going to bring you closer to that person. The pasuk over here tells us that they had terrible, terrible hatred for Klal Yisrael. Why did they have such hatred for Klal Yisrael? It was unfounded. It was unfounded to a certain level. It was not right. And you know how they could have dealt with it? What do you mean they're taking away our land? Why shouldn't we hate them? Because le'kidmu eschem alechem v'mayim. They could have gone away. They could have lost their hatred by doing something positive. By giving them lechem v'mayim. By doing something, giving them something. They could have got through and sorted out their hatred in such a way. Therefore, a person has an obligation to love everybody, and he's got to work on something. You dub him for the other person, you help him. Some way, it's bodhikumanusa, it's clear. You have a problem with your wife, you have a problem with a friend. Do something for them. Buy them something. The fact that you buy them something, even if you don't appreciate it, but you're putting yourself out, you're investing in them, that will bring you closer. And that will make an upward spiral to love and to communication. So Be'ez Hashem, from these lessons, Be'ez Hashem, we should have the clarity and understanding to make solid, firm steps to Tshuva Shleima Be'ez Hashem.
Yeah.